And just that there are many followers of different sectors of human life. Bar association people, judges, from business, farmers, doctors. So one day it so happened, yogis will come. What happened one day, a couple of judges who were followers, like us, Baba like us, they brought, you know, their colleagues. And naturally, they were very happy to bring their colleagues in, because he always remains as one of the exhibits, you see, in the world. Exhibits to prove. So he is a perennial exhibit when he comes in our life. So he is sitting there, and naturally, his judges are pointing out to him, he's my Baba, and Baba is very happy to see them, and he expresses in his silence, I'm happy to see you. He says, you all are judges? Yeah. And Baba, funny thing that I have noticed with Baba is that he always uses total ignorance to relate himself to us. If he were to manifest his all-knowingness to us, we would shirk ourselves from him. It's just 10 demons to this. Suppose if he sits there and I enter, and as soon as I enter, he looks at me with a frown. Oh, you scoundrel, I know you how you are. You see, so that would be obvious. On the contrary, he says, I'm very happy to see you. Wonderful to have you here. He likes me. Makes me feel great. So I get closer to him. That's how he draws us to him, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our shortcomings. He comes in our midst and draws closer and closer to him. That is, draws himself closer and closer to himself as he can contribute. So the judges are there, Mr. Baba is taking now recourse to the ignorance. He says, oh, you are a judge in this district. So now we are from some district to another district, or we have come on vacation. And you must be, you all have the powers to give the capital punishment? Yes, you have the powers to justice. How do you do? What do you all do? Don't you all have any heart to give any justice like that, to hang a person or put him in life term prison or something like that? Well, we have to follow the laws of the land. That's how they express, you see. The laws of the land are such. So what do you do? Suppose if you find a criminal, what do you do? You try him very well. We have the witnesses and trials are taken according to the laws of the land. We have to try him first. And when we feel fully convinced that he needs a capital punishment, then just give the judgment. How do you write the judgment? Yeah, we have to write everything that we find. With the capital punishment, you write that he should be hanged. Yeah, we write it and we throw the pen away, we don't use the pen. Oh, don't use the pen. Don't use that. We throw it. It is a costly pen. You see how he relates himself as if he knows nothing. Then he comes out with that. Very difficult situation. We are paid for it. Baba says, I'm very happy to see you all. You all are the judges from the worldly point of view. You are the judges in the world. And you judge according to the law of the land. I am also the judge. The difference between you as judges and myself being the judge is a world of difference. Point out a world of difference between earth and heaven. What is the difference? You judge according to the law of the land. You bring guilt to the guilty and punish them according to the law of the land. I do judge. I also bring guilt to the guilty. And forgiving is Total forgiveness will, you don't, the forgiver never remembers that he has forgiven. That is true. But because we have never forgotten that we are forgiven, we continue to play with our trespasses. And we seek his pardon. He has to forget about it all, rise above it. But time and again, it comes to the mind. So that's what he dispenses justice. That there is a sin called justice, where he brings guilt to us. We feel that we are really, we shouldn't have done that. How weak we are, that we are helpless. No sooner we accept our helplessness, he is there. Why do you talk to me?